Shalom to all. Today we're with Masachas Kelim, Perakid Aleph, Mishazan, Mishnaches. And today's Mishnas Rilur Mishchas Asbas Rachel, Shishi Bezechra Ziva Kohagun, Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing different Kelim. Karen Agula, this is a curved or twisted horn. It's meant as a musical instrument. So Tumeya, it can be Kabal Tumah. That's because since it has this twist, this curve in it, it's able to hold something inside. As it has a base kibble, and male, it's Makabal Tumah. Upshuta, however, it's straight. Tahira, it's not Makabal Tumah because it doesn't have a base kibble, so it's not considered a Kli. Now, Imhaisa Mitsupis Shalashal Mateches, if the mouthpiece is made out of metal, Tumeya, so that mouthpiece could be Makabal Tumah. However, now we're going to have machlekes, hakav shala, this is a metal attachment that was put at the end, at the wide part of the horn. So Tarim says makabal tomo, or Zacham Matarin, the Chum says it's not makabal tomo. That's because really just an attachment to the horn itself, and it's not its own thing. And since the horn can't be makabal tomo, this metal attachment at the end isn't able to either. Now, b'shas chiburin, if everything is all attached together, hakol tame, so it's all able to makabal tomo, similar to the horse's bridle of previous mission that we had. Because by similarly, kene menaira tahirin, the branches of menaira, of a candelabra, they're tahar when they're all separate. They're not their own kli. They're really meant to be attached to the menorah, to the main candelabra. Therefore, they're not makabel toma. However, haperach vahabasis tameim, the perach, which literally means a flower, is basically the cup at the top of the menorah, at the branch of the candelabra that's meant for holding the wicks and oil. And the basis, which is the base of the menorah, they are makabel toma because they're used in their own right. And once again, mishas chibur, and if everything's all connected, hakol tame, so everything's able to makabel toma because that's the full kli. Moving on to mishnah ches, going on to discuss different weapons and gear that they would wear during battle. So Kazda, the helmet that the soldiers would wear, Tamei, that's Makabal Tomah, that's because it's its own thing. Ulchayayim, however, the cheek pieces that are attached to the helmet that are meant as a further protection, Tahirim, they're not Makabal Tomah, that's because they're not used by themselves, they're only used being attached to the helmet. However, Miyashman Beis Kibol Mayim, if the way the cheek pieces are formed is that they have some sort of little receptacle that you could put water inside, Tamei, then they are Makabal Tomah because they're regular Kli. Also, Kol Kleyam Mechama Tamei, all the different weapons that are used for war are able to Makabal Tomah, that's because they're weapons and they're no different than, let's say, a knife that you would use in your kitchen, and so even if it doesn't have a base kibble, it's still considered a kli, and it's makabel tomah. For example, hakidain, which is like a short spear of sorts, hanikain, which is the spearhead of a long spear, v'amagafayim, these are special shin or leg guards that were tied around the leg, v'ashirian, an armor, the official word for it is mail, M-A-I-L, that's like metal armor that was worn by soldiers back in the day, tamein, these are all makabel tomah. Onto another grouping of kalim, kol tachshite nashim, tamein, all sorts of jewelry worn by women is a makabel tomah. For example, ear shell zahav, which is some sort of adornment worn on the head, katloyos, which literally translated means chokers, it's a type of necklace which is worn very tightly around the neck, nizamim, regular earrings, v'tabais, finger rings, v'tabas, and these rings, bein sheyesh l'chaisam, bein she'ein l'chaisam, whether they have a signet on it meant for stamping a person's name, or even if they don't have it, it's just meant for beauty purposes, they're still makabel tomah, and nizmei ha'af, nose rings also are part of jewelry, and they can be makabel tomah. Now further discussing these katloyos, these chokers, so katlo, shecholiyos shalash ha'matachos, b'chot shel pishton shel tzemer. If we have a choker that the chulia is the different rings, meaning the pretty pieces that are slipped onto the string that make up the necklace, so they're metal, gold, or silver or something, but the string itself is made out of flax or wool, nifsak achot, and the string snaps, hachulias tameos, those rings are still tamei, shekal achas v'achas kli b'fnei atzma, because each one is a kli in and of its own right, each one could be used by itself as an adornment, as a piece of jewelry, and therefore they're still able to makabel toma. Now let's say it's the other way around, chot shal matachos, the string is made out of metal, v'chulias shal avan m'tavis umar, but the little beads, the rings, are made either out of precious stones or pearls or glass, so they're not able to makabel tomah. They could be very expensive, but they're still not able to makabel tomah. So nishtabra chulyos, let's say those beads, those little rings that are on the string broke, machot b'fnei atzma kayom, but the string itself is still there, it's whole, tameh, it can makabel tomah because it's metal. Now another situation, shiyare katla, let's say the katla broke and a bunch of pieces fell off and maybe some of the string broke as well, but it still could be used for a smaller neck, maybe not for a fully grown woman, but for a smaller child, so it's able to be makabel tomah kimaloy tzavr ketana if it's able to fit around the neck of a young girl. Now, Rabbi Remer, he says, afil tabas achas, even if there's just one ring left, tamei it's able to be makabel tomah shekein tolin betzavr, because that itself could be hung around the person's neck. It's one ring, it's one bead, so that could be placed on necklace, and that could be worn by itself, even though it came from something that had many more. It came from a full katla, it still could be used as a piece of jewelry. We're going to stop for the day and pick a tomorrow mishnah tes, and now to perek yud beis mishnah aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.